Good morning, Nashville. It is 7:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by my very good friend, all-star panelist, the former CEO of PJTV, Pajamas Media. You were my boss there for a period of time, and an excellent boss you were.
Oh, thank you, but I've lost memory of what happened.
So. Also, Academy Award nominated screenwriter.
I lost memory of that, too. Wait a minute. This is trouble.
Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Boy, he sounds pretty smart. But now you'll remember this. You are the senior contributing editor at the Epoch Times. And I'm told perhaps the most well-read, prolific, shall we say, most followed, most heavily downloaded writer, opinion writer, at the Epoch Times.
On my good days.
Roger Simon. Great to have you in here, Roger. Roger, we have a terrific program today at 7:15, a very intelligent attorney we've had on before, constitutional scholar, also an expert on public securities law. Akiva Cohen will be here. We'll be talking about the Musk acquisition of Twitter. He's got a few little twists and turns on that, and so we'll talk about that.
So maybe he won't like the piece I wrote on Epoch Times the other day recommending that Musk also buy Facebook.
Ah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Very costly, though.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to talk in this segment. You know, typically we'll do a little bit of, you know, local news, et cetera. But this is a big picture question for you, okay? You look at where we are right now with the legal but not legitimate, incompetent grifter-in-chief, who Joe Biden, who has done everything wrong, everything to make America weak, to make the world more dangerous through his weakness. We've got this terrible Russian invasion of the Ukraine. It's now, what, we're 2 months and 5 days into it. It looks like the Russian war machine is grinding slowly into eastern Ukraine and decimating Mariupol, the city there that's virtually gone, killing thousands of civilians in Ukraine. A very terrible situation.
Yeah, I hope they don't get to Odessa. That's my family came from Odessa.
Well,
they're not there anymore.
Well, what's the problem I see with this is we have a guy who's in charge, the dictator in charge, I suppose, Vladimir Putin, who seems to be unhinged and absolutely focused on expanding Russia's geographic footprint, going as far as he can get away with. It's comparable to me to the aggressive acquisitions of other countries that Adolf Hitler conducted in 38, 39, 40 that prompted World War II. The difference is, at that time, Adolf Hitler did not have nuclear weapons. Vladimir Putin does.
And the other difference is there was somebody home in the United States of America. Now we have a situation where quite literally at the top of our country, nobody's home.
Nobody is home.
It's like, knock, knock. There the images of Biden shaking hands with the air that people mm-hmm. saw, and also the Easter Bunny that turned out to be hidden under the costume, somebody telling mm-hmm. him, don't say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like insane. That's out of some dystopic movie or novel that is meant as a comedy, but it's
a tragedy
real.
In yeah. process. So if you look at in 1940, when Hitler was engaging in this aggressive action to acquire the territory land of neighboring countries, 1940, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was 59 years old. Now, he would die 5 years later. He had some heart problems that ended in his death. He had some health issues. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, at 59, was sharp. 1 minute. He was on his game.
Hey, now, you look, in all defense of people who are older, I know tons of people Biden's age. And
they haven't lost it.
I don't know anybody who's as gaga as that. I have to be frank.
Yeah.
He's exceptionally bad for his age. It's not that you know, there are lots of, you know, Sophocles wrote Oedipus, a Colonist at 90. It's one of the great classic plays of all time. So it's not just age, it's him.
He's weak, he's not on his game, and the world is in a very dangerous situation now because of his weakness. We'll talk about that more in the 7:30 segment. Up next, Akiva Cohen. We'll talk about Elon Musk's acquisition in Twitter and what it means for freedom of speech and the rest of big tech after this.